The conversation starts with Ida saying that she heard Satyam said somebody's basement was flooded. And she continues.
But like it grabbed me so hard because I said, oh my God, not that my place is going to get flooded because it's upstairs, but symbolically I don't want, you know, like I don't want to, I have a place that I can come to. Why don't I take your advice too and make it a place where, first of all, I don't have to hide behind the curtain, and if there's someone in my home who I feel like I have to hide this, that person shouldn't be in my home. And I just started cleaning, and then just, and then I literally spent an entire day from morning to night working in here, and it was just the most purifying experience for me. So when I walk in, the moment I walk in, I have a reminder. When I'm walking out, I have a reminder that symbolically, this is where I reside. Mm-hmm. I can go out there and I can work my two jobs. I can do all this stuff. And I can be tempted to be pulled into the bazaar every millisecond of the day. But if I remember that this mm-hmm. is my home, whether I'm mm-hmm. here or not here, that's going to be life-saving for me. And it was just one sentence that you said, but it grabbed me so hard, like the when you said that in that audio.
Yeah, it had dual thing. It's the same when we don't keep our mind in it. Beautiful places, which is a high place, it gets flooded.
Literally.
By thoughts. Yeah. Dirty thoughts. Mm. Dirty water.
Yeah.
So this home symbolizes this home.
Yeah.
The more you are aware of this home to clean up, the more your altar will look alive.
Yeah.
I remember when I first came back from India and I'm in my condo, not the condo, but the apartments I had across the way. And it was a beautiful apartment, like just the architecture, the style, the fireplace in the wall. And I had all my things from India. And you came and you said, yeah, aesthetically it's beautiful, but it's empty, like your heart's not in it. And I always remember that you said that because I had, you know, the most beautiful framed work, and I had this and that, and I...
The purpose of an altar is huge when the aspirin is going back home. And the reason is that the altar shows their progress. They start, I've seen people, Oshagan, they started with a little bit of altar. They were hesitant
to jump in.
Then it got so elaborate because they got so much into it, you know? And then they got dusty. And they got dusty. And then they got ignoring the altar. They got ignored by their higher self.
So true.
And so is a pulse, the altar.
Yeah.
When you don't use your altar enough, then you're using the world more. Period. In a way, back home, this is, like I said, is your Sanjay's shit. But, you know, you measure yourself.
Measuring stick.
You see, the deities don't need your worship. You need to worship them. They're there are giving opportunity. And you do enough in your own private area of your altar or through your house, it will palpitate. Yeah, I agree. No one should come to your home and be part of your life if you have to hide.
That's so sad.
Because you are hiding
the biggest part
of yourself.
It was so huge for me, Satyam Jun, because for the first time, I just did this so I could clean. And then I said, oh my God, like, I spent years in multiple relationships.
And it always backfired.
Yeah, oh my God. So I said, Satya Jaya Chisikambaya. So remember how when you sent me to India and I came back from India and like I was always like, okay, like vacillating between the two, Baba and you and everything. But Satyam Jun, something else I noticed too, like my altar too, it took a life of its own the way everything happened and you became super, super primary.
Mm-hmm.
Baba, I love and worship and adore him.
That you don't have to be apologetic about it because you have to be honest with your heart and be honest where you stand.
Mm-hmm. So it's like he has a supportive role.
Yeah.
You're primary and he's support. Like, I'm here if you need me.
Yeah. It's wonderful because him and I are one, so you can put up and down whatever which way you want to. None of us going
to
get
offended. To the left, to the right.
You know what I was thinking is that if I walked into this house 2 years ago or even a year ago, I don't know that I would appreciate it and that it would feel as amazing and beautiful to me as it does.
Oh,
now,
thank you.
Which makes what you said really make sense to
me.
Like I can understand that.
Good.
Satyam Jun, thank you so much for coming. I can't tell you how much I appreciate
it. I'm glad I came.
How much I appreciate.
I like the fact that you're a whole home. It's like one big altar. Devotion is beautiful. Devotion is one of the most beautiful sceneries that is produced from the heart. Devotion is one of the most beautiful things in the world and beyond. A lot of people could only wish to have devotion because it's not given away free. You need to have a lot of opening to experience it. It's a gift.
One last thing, and also I remembered you said show up and then divinity will show up for you too. Mm-hmm. And I said, I don't know if she's going to come. I don't know if they're going to come, but I'll be ready if they come. And if they don't come, I'll sit there and, mm-hmm. and honor my word. Like, and if they come, of course, I'll do cartwheels on the inside. But even if they don't come, I'll still go. And I'll sit there and I'll enjoy my time there. But when you show it up, because it was reaffirmation that if I show up, then
yeah, it's always true. If you show up, showing up, of course, you know what it is. Showing up is your heart completely saturated by wanting and sincerity. And it always gets answered.
It doesn't go unnoticed by you, Satya.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. I think it goes to more regularly satsang داشته باشیم. انقدر منطقی بود و گفتم خدای خودمون چرا هیچ وقت
I don't know why you guys didn't come up with it.
It seems so revolutionary when you said it. Said, how could we have missed it all this time?
But you guys have to be smart about living on this planet Earth. And that is, take every opportunity to antidose it.
Mm-hmm.
Every opportunity. With joy, not
go
there. With joy, have set sign.
Satyam has recommended to the kids in Reno to have their own satsang regularly, and they're sharing their experiences. Radha says that in to a couple of places they've gone that she would normally not go, but since she went with open heart, she actually enjoyed being there. And Ida is saying that how planning these things is a joy for her.
So when I get to even plan these things, it's just like free, like, you know, it's like,
yeah, you guys all have to come up with ideas of different ideas so it doesn't get old. Different places, different ideas, sometimes in the nature, sometimes you can all go for a silent walk, sometimes you can sit by the river or a creek and meditate together, or
there's so many places.
So many places.
Mm-hmm.
That can be done.
و من فکر کنم ساتیم شد مثلا بعضی ها سالها فقط همین ستسانگای خودشون رو دارن تا شما رو دوباره ببینه. So that has to carry them like for those times in between.
Mm-hmm.
It's that significant. Like
yeah.
That's all they have to carry them until that
mm-hmm.
and FaceTime. Until the next visit,
yeah.
We can.
You know, in Tehran, they have very, very much satsang together.
Yeah, they do.
They have group at a time. They're constantly having satsang after work or
over breakfast.
Over breakfast or whatever it is. That's what keeps them going from being far away.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's so important. It has,
mm-hmm.
It's such, so significant for, and for us.
I had satsang in our house all the time.
I know. You always showed up.
Yeah, I always had satsang in our house. People would come and we would have satsang every night. It's really, really good if you enjoy it. Even if you don't enjoy it, it's good without you knowing that it's so good. Like I said, there is more resistance than there is more need.
The more resistance there is?
Mm-hmm. That means you've gone too far.
Yeah.
Lopsided.
Is this having satsang?
Not having satsang, not spending your time that way, is when you need it more. Remember, working for income is only an activity. It is not life. Taking care of the family is only an activity. It's not life.
Thank you for your patience. Seriously. Really.
Being a good husband or wife or mother or a father or a good friend, good citizen is only good. But is their only activity compared to satsang? I just want you to understand the value of satsang. Your true life depends on it. Whether you have a lone satsang, satsang means keeping holy company. حالا یا مال خودت باشه یا دست جمعی باشه فرق نمیکنه. That is life. The rest is miscellaneous. Look at how many people take the miscellaneous to be their lives.
And they spend their entire life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I feel that we are very fortunate.
We are.
To, life does not owe us anything, but we owe it to ourselves to have a life.
Because in the chat, we were talking about doership and how at one point you said there is no bad and there is no good. And if people recognize that, then making decisions wouldn't be so hard. Because you would recognize that you're not the doer. And so this conversation took another turn where one person said, so there's nothing I can do that's good or bad. Let's contemplate on that. And I said, I don't believe that because I think there are decisions that I can make that take away my peace or that take me further from Satyam. And somebody else said, but Satyam says, but you're not the doer. So basically the gist of it was that you can only do as well as you can do. So kind of let it go. Where's the balance between these two?
Your consciousness. If your consciousness is not elevated to automatically realize you're not the doer, then have the knowledge, but do your best.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't push the baby at 2 months, but you can have this knowledge that at 9 months it's going to come out complete. The same here. You need to know that you are not the doer, but you have to find out who is not the doer and realize that. Until then, you have to do your best.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's practice, whether it's decision, whether it's whatever it is that keeps you away from the ultimate realization that I am nobody, you have to strive for it.
Mm-hmm.
So neither is completely this way, neither is completely that way. Depends on where you're standing. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's the knowledge, the wisdom is very important because it is a seed. But you cannot take the knowledge or the wisdom and say, okay, this is how I am, when you're not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, for this situation.
Bring everything here, I'm not going to make it.
Satyam starts by saying, my teaching was to alleviate the fear of the mind. And then she continues.
Fear of the mind. Because had I told you that you're in control, you should be in control of your mind, when you don't know how to control it, you would have more fear.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So the teaching came that mind is not power. Good and bad does not exist. To make you freer to go to your heart. Because you can't go to the heart with fear and luggage. Once you recognize the mind as not a power, then we go to another stage that truthfully you are in charge. If you stop against painful thoughts, you stop from the pain. If you stop from having harmful thoughts, you stop being harmed. But in the beginning, I have to give extreme amount of freedom so that everyone is comfortable and find home. Once they find home, they have more responsibility to stay in the home and recognize that is doership, to recognize what is not right. That is a doership, but it's a different doership. It's not an ignorant doership, it's a wise doership. If you are not capable of controlling your mind through years of stop meditation, when I tell you being positive is better than being negative, I take your attention on the negative more because you're afraid to think of it. Do you understand what I'm saying? But once you find mastery in meditation, you say, oh, that's easy for me. Satyam said it's better to think positive. I know how to do that. I just don't go with my negative thoughts. Mm-hmm. This is the beauty of our teaching. I have to have a strength in order to be effective. And you can have a strength through fear. Fear takes your strength away.
Satyam starts by saying we call it meditation because we have to practice something.
We call it meditation because we have to practice something. True meditation is your nature. Actually, meditation is our nature. What does that mean? That means that what we get in a meditation by sitting and trying is who we are at all times. This is stripped. That goes to show how many hours a day people are not meditation. They are not themselves.
And those are the ones that are meditating for 30 minutes a day.
It seems like when we have a group together that the meditation is much more strong.
Again, going back. No, I'm standing on my words. It's enjoyable. I'm glad we're together, but no, it's not a specific place, a specific people for me. Whenever I'm enjoying myself, I'm meditating.
Whenever you're by yourself or met?
Most of the time, that's enjoyable. No, when I'm enjoying myself, you see, in the world, when you say I'm enjoying myself, means I'm involved with something that makes me enjoy. Mm-hmm. That's not what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Enjoying myself.
I'm enjoying myself. Mm-hmm. There is no enjoyment higher than that.
Wait, I totally agree with you.
Oh.
Wait, I really understand what you're saying. I feel like this is a conversation that me.
Except it's myself.
Yeah, yes. I totally agree with you. I think we can go somewhere from here.
You should bring it on Sunday. How many people enjoy Satya himself? Honestly, the reason you enjoy me is for the same reason. Because I'm closest to you than your mind is. Much closer. Yeah.
That makes sense because you say things that to my mind might seem impossible. And they're not. They never are.
I like that picture.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see myself very well, but I like it because it looks like a painting.
Yeah.
It looks like the water and the...
I thought it's going to be on glass. It's going to be a big, like a glass canvas that's hung.
Oh,
you're going to
really?
Make a glass canvas?
Yeah.
You're cooking. Somebody that had no clue and helpless.
It really
you don't even come to me to ask. It's amazing.
It really, well, I really wanted you to see it. I really, really enjoy right here.
That's what is amazing.
You enjoy right here?
You guys' room is very beautiful, too.
Yeah.
It's, you have to enjoy where you go. My cave takes my breath away. When I put the curtain aside, I go in. It is 28 years of intense practice in there. I mean, it can lift you from the ground up. And that's what happens when you guys do it. And the kids come here and
I thought of you tonight because you told me a story a long time ago. You said that my kids would come into the meditation room and they would lay down and they would fall asleep. And here's where in my mind I was like, have you seen my kids? Like they, that would never happen. That was the time when I was just trying to get Nasta to sit, just sit.
Yeah.
And Liana was laying down and I thought, oh my gosh, remember Satyam said that?
Yeah, then the next thing you know, they sleep, which is the best sleep because they meditate and then they fall asleep. And then every night, Richard would take one and I would take one and take him back to the bed and put him down. Every night. Every night we had satsang. Like you are doing. Every night. Singing first, meditation, then om music, and then...
This seems really relaxing.
It really helps. It really helps the kids. Oh, lucky those kids that have parents like you and Vijay and me and Richard and
lucky
all the...
everyone who has you.
Yeah. Everybody, yeah.
Because, you know, there's no
yeah.
other way. None of this would have ever come my way.
Is, yeah.
It wasn't.
No, it doesn't come anybody's way unless they're... or introduced to something like that. Like I said on FDE, what is it that we really want? People would give anything to have some method, something. To ease their lives, and we had the grace to get it. We go down with anger. Yani, it's an opportunity to be bad if you want to, and also there is given or be good if you want to. And you might say, well, you always have this opportunity. But right now, because of where the world is standing, you also have opportunity to remove yourself from the bad and the good and stay with the thing. And it's going really fast. You know what I mean? It's not a slow movement. You can accomplish something much faster than you did before. This is what I mean.
Because it's a sacred time.
It is a sacred time, and it is a hard time for those that make it hard for themselves. Uh-huh. The universe cannot withstand impurity anymore.
Mm.
Okay? It rebelled a bit against it, that it منفجر میشه.
این که میگن آخر کالیه واسه این.
I don't know. It could be. I'm just saying what I came to me. Inike chize. We're fortunate, but inke joy wa sedim ke we need to stand. و اپورتونیتی خوبیه برای اینکه همون قدری که آزادی داره یکی خودشو هنگ کنه، یکی هم آزادی داره خودشو آزاد کنه.
Oh my God,
it's either way you can go.
Yes, we are in a time that I've said it for 17 years now, since 2000. But now, we are in a time that bad becomes perished by bad, good becomes perished by good, and divine becomes perished by divine.
So it's crucial.
Yes, it is crucial. Crucial, no, it's not crucial. It is a chance.
Mm-hmm. Don't miss the chance.
It is a chance.
Yeah.
Is it crucial? No. But it is a chance.
But isn't it crucial for our freedoms, Satyendra?
Not if you don't take it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time you had said in something that that's the biggest sin to like know the truth or to see the truth or to be around the truth and not to see it for what it is and like the grandeur of it and then what it represents for you. Like that's higher sin than anything else. Not in
I call it sin, but damage.
Not sin like the Christians say sin.
No, it's like a damaging.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunate. When you're sitting in the car going to San Francisco, you're going to work, satsang. Either you both listen to something and talk to each other about it, or you contemplate on something together, or you keep silence together. It's funny how daily we can just talk about what we're going to eat, where we're going to go, and how is our comfort, or what is our entertainment, and how is the work. All of them is meaningless.
توی مواقعی که یه نفر میاد پایین یا زیادی داره به افکار یعنی به افکار داره میره یا تمرین نمی کنه، این که یاداوری به هم دیگه، این که مثلا یه تکست، مثلا حالا بابک به من یه تکست بده یا من به بابک، ولی این که شما گفتین رو چشم حتما انجام
میدید. This is emergency. This is urgent care. Urgent care is very good, mm-hmm. but life filled with divine memories or divine experiences is better.
That's more preventive.
Yeah, then those moments that you have to send texts to each other becomes less. Less urgent. You have no idea the saturation I would put myself in. No idea. No idea. One of my biggest joy was to open my diary and the letters I wrote to God or to Guru. Like you like it. And Richard and I used to have hours and hours of satsang. Hours. We had no other talk but about Baba. Never. And it kept us always in the right balance. I'm saying it not because I want to say I'm so much better than you guys. I'm sharing a part that worked for me. And that also stimulates the love in your heart that is a chariot to take you through obstacles easily. Day-to-day things of life.
Thank you, Satyajit.